COVID vaccine. That's coming up very, very shortly. But before all that, what are your hobbies? What gets you through the day and allows you to switch off and bring you joy? Well, the Dull Men's Club is an American organisation that celebrates the ordinary. They find the magic in the simple mundane, the run-of-the-mill hobbies, and they shout about them. Now, this is where Oxford historian Liz Woolley comes in, whose article about the club founder becoming their latest member. And, of course, there's much more to the story than that, and she's here to fill us in. Liz, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kat. How are you?
Very good indeed, actually. I have never heard of the Dull Men's Club. It would be something that
<You're amazing. laughs>
normally engage me. So how did you find out about this club?
Well, I wrote an article in the Oxford Mail back in the summer about the fact that I'd become interested in manhole covers in Oxford. This was partly as a result of kind of, you know, we were all told to go for a walk every day, weren't we, during lockdown. So I dutifully did that and the streets were empty. And I started noticing these manhole covers and noticing more and more and more of them and thinking, well, what's their purpose? What are they about? And actually noticing that they can be quite beautiful in their design and quite interesting, particularly the ones that have got the names of local iron foundries on them. And as you know, I'm a local historian and I'm interested in Oxford and the Victorian Oxford in particular. So I started noticing these things. Anyway, so I wrote an article about it in the Oxford Mail. And somehow, heaven knows how, but by the wonders of the internet, I suppose, this chap called Leyland Carlson read the article and got in touch with me. And he is the founding member and vice president of the Dull Men's Club, which you mentioned. I have to admit, I had never heard of it myself either. But I came home from one of my walks one day to find this very long and charming message on my answer phone from Leyland Carlson, saying that he'd read my article and asking me whether I would like to appear in the next Dull Men's Club calendar, which I have to say was quite surprising. You know, I mean, the whole morning was very strange. And so I got back in touch with him and he told me about the Dull Men's Club and the fact they produce this calendar every year,
yeah,
which features a different, traditionally, obviously it features a different dull man, but they had a bit of an innovation a couple of years ago when they decided to include women and also to include people from the UK as well as from America. So 2021's calendar has got 6 women and 6 men. I think that's right. And I think it's 6 people from America and 6 people from the UK, and I'm one of the British women that's in it.
And which month?
I think I'm Miss September. Miss August.
Tell us about the photo shoot, because a photographer was sent. And I mean, I'm just getting, I can't get past calendar girls at the moment.
I know. So Leyland said to me, have you got any nice photographs? I said, oh, yes, I've got lots of nice photographs of manhole covers. And he said, well, we need one of you. And I said, well, you know, that's going to be a bit more tricky because kind of taking a selfie with yourself and a manhole cover is going to be quite a challenge.
So you had a manhole cover strategically placed?
Well, so so he said he would send a friend of his who happens to live in Kidlington, luckily, not all the way from America, who's a photographer. So this chap and I met up in lockdown. We met up on the streets of Oxford, you know, socially distanced, masks and everything. And he'd sent me an email previously saying, oh, you know, I'll meet you at such and such place and whatever. And can you bring an anorak or a plastic sheet so that you can lie on the pavement with your head on the manhole cover? And I was just thinking, no, I'm not going to do that. Nothing on earth is going to induce me to lie on the pavement with my head on a manhole cover surrounded by cigarette butts and heaven knows what else. Anyway, eventually we compromised on me kind of squatting, I think is the word, squatting, but very elegantly by a manhole cover. And that's the picture that's in the calendar.
Wow, goodness me. That must have been, I mean, I'm sure you've had some very strange requests over the years, you know, being a historian, Liz, but that one possibly tops them all.
I think it does. And I'm hoping that that's it now. I've done, my work is done.
But you, I mean, you are an honorary member, aren't you? I mean, is this
for
life?
I am. I mean, I haven't actually been sent a certificate or a baseball cap, but maybe I am, yeah. Which I'm very happy to be. I mean, actually, on a serious note, one of the things about the Dull Men's Club, which is interesting, is that they have got this thing about, actually, if you have hobbies which you can just carry on quietly doing whilst the world around you goes insane, then actually you are in a really good position. And that's what's happened this year, of course, is that the world has gone mad. And actually people who just have steady hobbies that they can do at home that aren't, you know, don't involve dashing about the world or meeting loads of exciting people, but just, you know, carrying on, have actually probably done quite well in lockdown and, you know, retained a lot of their good humour and sanity. And I think that's probably true. So I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for it.
That makes complete sense, actually. I think, you know, those things that, that might be seen as a bit mundane and boring should be celebrated because they do keep us on the straight and narrow, those things that just, that, that we do, part of our routine, part of our day, we do them. And in terms of manhole covers, because now you are an ambassador for manhole covers, what do they tell us then about the history of Oxford? I mean, where could we, where can we find the most, you know, historical, interesting manhole covers in Oxford?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the best ones, in my experience, are the ones that are on the city centre streets, but the side streets, because obviously big streets like Corn Market and St Aldate's have had loads of work done on them in the modern period. So all their, most of their historic ironwork has disappeared. But if you go to places like Holywell Street or sort of small streets off the main streets like that, or actually there are some quite good ones on St Giles, then you'll find old Victorian manhole covers, which, as I said, quite often have the names of the local foundries on them, Lucy's or Dean and Son, which was on, in East Oxford, or local builders like Kingerley or various other ones. And those are the ones that I like with the lettering on, because they kind of tell you about where they actually were made, which is really, which is kind of interesting. You think that was made in Jericho or that was made in East Oxford or whatever. Mm. And of course, what they are, someone who emailed me, another person who emailed me from America, actually, she said that manhole covers are portals to another world. And I thought that's so interesting. They are, because, of course, underneath our feet and largely ignored and not thought of by most of us, and myself included, is this an amazing network of, you know, tunnels and channels and wires and gas pipes and water pipes and all sorts of other things, which are keeping us all going, you know, without which modern life would grind to a halt. And a lot of that was put in the Victorian period, which, as you know, is the period that I'm most interested in. And this amazing kind of infrastructure underneath our feet, which occasionally you see exposed, don't you, when there's some work going on in a street and they've dug a big hole and you look down and there's all these wires and channels and pipes crisscrossing each other. But generally it's just covered over by tarmac. And
it's so true about Oxford being having loads of portals to different worlds. I think that's certainly always been the case in Oxford, hasn't it, when you think about Alice in Wonderland. And, of course, the parallel universe in Philip Pullman's Dark Materials as well.
Yeah, indeed.
It's so true. Thank you so much, Liz, for coming on.
Not at all. And I have to put a plug. I promised Leyland I put a plug in for the calendar. You can buy it on Amazon. If you just Google Dull Men's Club 2021 calendar, you will come across it. And there's lots of interesting things to see in it.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you so much, Liz. It's lovely to have you on. And I'd love to hear about your hobbies this morning. If you have something that maybe other people would consider a little bit dull, a little bit mundane, perhaps, but also a little bit unusual, but something that's kept you on the straight and narrow through...